This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Bonus Bust.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. You can't take billions of dollars of bonuses if you're taking billions in government help. That's the message President Obama will drive home a little later this morning. The administration is considering a salary cap of $500,000 for companies receiving bailout funds. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
It's not clear whether the executive pay restrictions would apply to all companies that receive bailout cash or just those that are on the brink of collapse. Yesterday on NBC, President Obama made it clear the government has the authority to restrict executive salaries.
If taxpayers are helping you, then you've got certain responsibilities not to be living high on the hog.
According to some reports, companies could compensate executives in other ways, for instance, with stock that couldn't be sold until the government was paid back. Critics call the curbs on executive pay draconian. They say the salary caps could cause companies to reject government money when they need it the most. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Planned layoffs in January hit their highest monthly level in 7 years. That's a word from outplacement company Challenger Gray and Christmas this morning. The report says the number of job cuts announced last month was up 45% from December. A report out of China today shows a possible recovery in manufacturing there that took Asian shares higher today. Shares in Europe are still edging higher this hour. For the Dow yesterday, it was a gain of nearly 2%. The Dow picked up 141 points to 8,078. A House committee is taking up the issue of health care today. Lawmakers will specifically look at the challenge small businesses face to cover their employees. Mitchell Hartman has this report from the entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting.
A parade of witnesses will talk about how expensive it is to offer insurance, which is why 4 in 10 small companies don't. Some reformers want to make employers provide insurance or pay into a government fund. Susan Eckerly is with the National Federation of Independent Business.
We're definitely watching for that. This will be the solution, is a mandate on employers to offer and to pay for our health insurance, and that's not something we can support.
Eckerly's group does support allowing small businesses to form purchasing pools and buy insurance across state lines to keep costs down. John Spurrell owns a small construction company in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. The reform he wants take employers out of the equation entirely.
What we need in this country more than anything is some sort of universal care to get that monkey off the back of small business.
Business lobby groups aren't likely to join this clarion call if it means a single-payer system run and paid for by the government. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Wells Fargo has this tradition of sending top employees on fancy trips to Vegas and other vacation spots. This year's Vegas trip was pretty much booked, 12 nights at the Wynn. Wells was saying no bailout money was being used to fund it, but Washington types spoke up and the bank backed down. Wells just announced it lost more than $2 billion at the end of last year. Previous employee trips have included helicopter rides and horseback riding in Puerto Rico and a private Jimmy Buffett concert.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
I'm sure you've thought about this as we talk about it every day. What would the perfect stimulus package look like in your mind? Republicans and some Democrats want more tax cuts, less spending. It's a popular position because tax cuts are pretty popular. Plus, a lot of people think they know how to spend their money better than the government does. Commentator Robert Reich says the focus needs to be on the best way to get the economy moving.
Most economists agree that government spending has a bigger stimulative bang than do tax cuts. According to calculations by Mark Zandi of Economy.com, each dollar of spending generates about a dollar and a half of stimulus, while a dollar of tax cuts generates far less. There are three reasons for this. First, most people who receive a tax cut don't spend all of it. They use part of it to pay down their debts, or they save it. Most of us did one or the other last spring with that tax rebate. Now, from the standpoint of any particular individual, paying down debts or saving may be smart behavior, even commendable. But what's intelligent for an individual does not necessarily translate into what's good for the economy as a whole. The only way to create or preserve jobs is through additional spending. And unlike tax cuts used to pay down personal debt or add to savings, every dollar of government spending flows directly into the economy and adds to overall demand. Second, even that portion of a tax cut we might actually spend doesn't necessarily go into the American economy. It goes all over the world. Now, I have nothing against creating or preserving the jobs of Asians who assemble those flat panel TVs you see at the mall, for example, but right now we're trying to create or preserve jobs here in America. By contrast, when government spends to repair a highway or build a school or help pay for medical services, the money and the jobs stay here in America. Finally, those who say cutting taxes on businesses is the best way to create or preserve jobs forget about the demand side. Even with a tax cut, businesses won't hire workers unless there are customers to buy what those workers produce. A government stimulus that creates jobs is a necessary precondition. This isn't a matter of more or less government. It's just economics. When consumers and businesses can't or won't spend enough to keep the economy going, government has to be the spender of last resort.
Robert Reich teaches public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. His most recent book is Super Capitalism. All right, share your thoughts now at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thank you for listening. Have a good Wednesday. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.